On today's Kids Corner, Liz gets involved with a crooked salesman.
What's your name again, son?
Liz.
Right. I'll tell you what, Lamar. I'd like you to do a bit of pretending.
Like in a play?
That's right, Lance. Like in a play, right on this stage. I want you to follow my lead and do what I say. If you do, I'll make it worth your while. If you know what I mean.
Oh, I get it. Sure, Professor Jumpwalla.
Find out what happens coming up next. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Have you ever had to wait a long time for something that's really important to you? Like your birthday or a special trip? It feels like it takes forever to arrive, doesn't it? Well, Liz is having one of those waiting kind of days.
Oh, it's coming today. It's coming today. After 6 weeks of waiting, it's coming today.
Liz, have you finished cleaning up the breakfast dishes?
Not yet, Mom. I'm waiting for my package to be delivered. It's coming today. I'm sure of it.
Liz, you've been waiting for that package for weeks.
Oh, I know.
Now, what makes you think it's finally going to come today?
Oh, I just know it, that's all. I've waited so long that it just has to come today. Oh, where's my comic book? I gotta read the ad again. Let's see. Okay, here it is. Now you can be the talk of your neighborhood. Amaze all your friends. Be the first to own your very own zoo. It's a bowl full of excitement. Water monkeys, only $5, guaranteed to live and grow. Oh, I can hardly wait. That's him. That's him. That's the mail carrier. And he's walking up to my house. And he's carrying my package. Mom! Mom, they're here! They're finally here, Mom!
Hey, that's great, Liz. Well, don't just stand there. Open it.
Okay. This is so exciting. My very own colony of water monkeys. I will be the talk of the neighborhood, and I will amaze my friends. Hey. There aren't any holes in the box. How can they breathe?
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, this is so exciting. Okay, here. Oh, hey.
Well, what's in there?
Just this. It looks like a package of seeds.
It's not what you expected, is it?
No.
Oh, here. Why don't you read the instructions?
Oh.
Maybe they'll explain.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you're right. Okay. Welcome to the amazing world of water monkeys. Soon you will be entertained for hours by your own zoo of wonderful creatures. Just fill a fishbowl with water, add the contents to the water, and within 1 hour, your new friends are guaranteed to grow and live.
Oh.
Okay. Well, can I get a bowl and try it?
Oh, of course you can, Liz. Come on into the kitchen. I think I have what you need.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Hey, anything yet?
Really? Just these little things swimming around. You can barely see them. Look.
Where?
Oh, see? There. Close to the top.
Oh.
Hello? Anybody home?
We're in the kitchen, Maury.
Oh, Mrs. Lacerda. I have to go to the mall, and I was wondering if... Oh, excuse me. I don't mean to pry, but what exactly are you doing?
I am the talk of the neighborhood. I will amaze my friends, and I am entertained for hours by my own zoo of wonderful creatures.
What are you talking about?
Liz saw an ad in a comic book advertising something called water monkeys.
And all they are is these little bugs floating around the top of the bowl. Mm-hmm. They don't look anything like they're supposed to.
I see. Well, you did indeed get water monkeys, Liz, but all water monkeys are is a type of fairy shrimp.
Maury.
Huh?
Shrimp?
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that I am not going to have my own zoo.
No, I'm afraid not. They do grow a little bigger than this, but they'll only live a few days.
What? Oh, come on. What a ripoff. I expected personality and pizzazz. The ad didn't say they were just shrimp.
Are you sure about that, Liz?
What do you mean?
Well, I think she's trying to gently point out the small print in this advertisement.
Oh, no. What small print?
Package contains shrimp eggs. Results may vary.
Oh, come on. You got it. Oh, man. That's $5 down the drain.
Oh, I'm sorry, Liz. I know you're disappointed. Yeah. I hope this helps you see that if a product sounds too good to be true, It probably is.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Caveat emptor.
Mm-hmm. Wait, caveat what, Tor? What?
Caveat emptor. It's Latin for let the buyer beware.
Oh, that's right, Maury. It's a good thing to remember when there's something you want to buy.
Yeah. Ooh, that reminds me. I just remember why I'm here in the first place.
Oh?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Why are you here? I mean, not that I'm not glad to see you, Maury, but...
Well, Mrs. Lacerda, my mom's birthday is next week, and I was wondering if you'd be willing to take us to the mall this afternoon so I can buy her a present.
Hey, that's a great idea. What do you think, Mom?
Oh, I agree, Liz.
Oh, cool.
Oh, of course we can go to the mall, Maury. I'll go call your mom so she knows you're with us, okay?
Great.
Oh, hey, Maury, come upstairs with me, quick. Come on. Come on.
What's up? What's going on?
You have given me a great idea.
I have?
Yeah.
Wow. What is it?
Okay, my mom's birthday is coming up, too, next month.
Oh.
So here's my idea. While we're at the mall, you can ask her what kinds of things she likes.
Uh-huh.
And I'll take my money along, and when she's helping you buy your present, I can sneak back and buy the present that she would like. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great plan, Liz.
Excellent.
I'll get my mom's present, and you can get one for your mom, too.
Yeah.
How much money do you have?
Oh, I have $20.
Great. That's about how much I was going to spend.
What the? You were... Right. Me too. Yeah.
Good.
20 whole dollars for my dear mom.
Okay, boys. It's all set. Let's go.
Coming, Mrs. Lacerda.
Oh, man. The whole 20 bucks? Maybe I can find a nice card. And maybe some cheap perfume. Hey, then I'd have some left over for comic books. Coming!
Thanks again for being willing to bring me to the mall, Mrs. Lacerda.
Oh, no problem.
And thanks so much for helping me get this beautiful bracelet. I think my mom is going to love the gigantic green grasshopper charm on it.
Yeah, it's cool.
I especially love how its eyes bug out so huge.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, Maury.
Yeah.
I'm sure your mother will love that you bought it just for her.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. I need to run into that shoe store right across the way.
Okay.
You two can sit right here on this bench while I go in there. But stay here, okay? No wandering off.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes, Mrs. Lacerda.
Oh, now's my chance, Maury. The jewelry store is just back over there.
Yeah, your mom couldn't take her eyes off that sports watch in the display case.
Oh, it had everything. A huge digital display, a glow-in-the-dark button, and a stopwatch.
Yeah, of course, it's not as nice as the grasshopper bracelet, but I agree that your mom will love it.
Excellent.
Do you have enough money for it, though?
Yeah, the sign said it was on sale for $17, so even with taxes, I should have enough.
Cool.
Hey, wait a second. Did you see that car?
Wowie kazowie, of course I did. Did you see it through that flip?
And that jump!
Uh-huh.
Hey, Lizarardo, pretty cool, huh? Me and Mumbly Pete got this from the guy at the booth over there. Ain't that right, Pete?
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's the newest radio control four-wheel drive off-road racing buggy. It's high performance and very fast.
Oh, that is so cool.
This baby runs over 40 miles an hour off-road, and it's so small it can fit right in your pocket.
Wow. How much did it cost you?
Well, actually, I haven't bought it. The guy at the booth said he's here for today only, and I haven't got the money for it, but he said I could try it out for a minute.
Oh, boy. Would I ever love a car like that?
You?
Yeah?
If I don't got the 14 bucks for it, where are you two losers gonna get the cash? Yeah, that's a good one, Pete.
Huh?
Oh, hey, look, that guy at the booth is waving us back.
I'll see you later, Skin.
Yeah.
Oh, not if I see you first, Maury. Oh, come on, Pete. Oh, that was so good.
Man, Skink drives me crazy.
Well, never mind Skink, Maury. I have to have that car.
But Liz, you heard Skink.
What?
The guy's only selling them today, and the car costs $14.
Yeah?
Where are you going to find the...
Come on.
Now, hold on just a minute.
What?
You're not thinking...
Maury, I must have that car.
Liz, that money is for your mom's present.
Give me a break. It's my money. I can buy whatever I want with it. I'll just have to find her something a little cheaper. After all, don't they say it's the thought that counts?
Well...
You watch for my mom. I'm gonna go buy that car.
I don't know about this, Liz.
Come on. It'll be fine, Maury. I can even hide it in my pocket on the way home. Come on. What could go wrong?
Everything.
I heard that.
Build up your faith each week with the Kids Corner Devotions, now available at kidscorner.net.
Welcome to Kids Corner Devotions.
Read or listen each week and share the devotions as a family with a Bible message, readings, and prayer.
Wherever you go, I will watch over you.
Included each week is a Casey's Day comic, illustrating the theme of the week through the eyes of three Christian kids. You can download the audio and listen along with hosts Dexter.
I'm Dexter.
And Marilisa.
I'm Marilisa.
Learn more about the Bible, memorize a new verse, and pray for the week ahead.
Will you pray with me?
Hey, Mom and Dad, there's a parent blog for you too, so you can build on what your kids are learning each week.
Use my gifts. Go with my blessing.
So check out the Kids Corner Weekly Devotional, now available at kidscorner.net.
After Liz bought the car at the mall, he brought it home expecting great things. But that's not exactly how it turned out. A few days later, Lucille and Maury found him dejectedly sitting on his front porch.
Hey, Liz, what's wrong? You look a little down.
Yeah, Liz, I haven't seen you around the last few days.
Oh, I know.
Hey, I haven't seen your new remote control car yet. Where is it?
You don't have to whisper, Maury. The car was dead. It was a dud. It just sat there. It didn't work at all.
Aw, that's a shame.
I'll say.
Yeah, the guy at the mall sold me a car that was still in a box, not the one that Maury and I saw zooming around. Well, you know, caveat emptor.
Ah, let the buyer beware.
Oh, you know about that too?
Oh, sure, Maury's my friend too. And we all need to be careful about what we buy.
Yeah.
Otherwise...
we'd all be suckers.
No, that's not what I wanted to say. What I was gonna say
well,
was...
well, it's still true, Lucille. I feel like a sucker. My money's gone and all I've got is a hunk of junk that does nothing. What in the world is going on over there?
I don't know, but there sure is a crowd over there.
Oh, yeah, and there's a stage.
Oh, you guys want to see what's going on?
Yeah, sure. Let's go check it out.
Wow, look at all these people.
Yeah, I bet half the town is here.
Yeah, but I can't see the stage. I have to jump up to see over everybody. What does that sign on the stage say?
Hey, Lucille, climb up on my back and tell us what the sign says.
Okay. Ow. Could you hold still?
I'm trying. Ouch, be careful, would you? Okay, there. Can you see the stage?
Yep, I sure can. Hey, you know what?
What?
You can see clear to Big Daddy-O's from here.
Lucille!
Never mind Big Daddy-O's. What does the sign say?
Oh, sorry, Maury. Professor P.T. Barnum, Chuckwalla Esquire, purveyor of precious potions, cures what ails you from head to toe.
Hey, that sounds pretty impressive.
Whatever it is, I wish we could actually see what's going on.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, I don't think his potions could be real. I think that...
what did you say, Lucille? I can't hear a word you're saying.
Never mind. You obviously still need to learn this lesson.
Hey, hey, there's a spot up front by the stage. Hey, Lucille, come on, get down. Let's go up there so we can all see.
Greetings, one and all. My name is Professor P.T. Barnum Chuckwalla, and thank you for this kind welcome to this great town of... for this kind welcome you've given me in this wonderful town of...
Turin!
Yes, thank you for the kind welcome that you here in Turin have given to this weary old traveler. Turin with its farmers' fields, friendly folks, and fine cuisine.
He seems awfully friendly. I wonder what he's doing here.
Well, I have a feeling we're all about to
thank you, thank you. You are too kind indeed. But I have come to you today not just to celebrate the beauties of your fair town. No, sir, I have not. I have come not to sell my friends, but to save.
What's that supposed to
mean? I know what you're thinking, my friends. You're thinking, what's that supposed to mean?
Wow, he's good.
Well, I'll tell you, including this fella here in the blue shirt. Go ahead, what's your name, son?
Liz.
Well, Lanny, wonderful name, by the way. Now, I tell you, I can save you from your aches and pains. I can save you from those cuts, those corns, those warts, and those pimples. Ask me how.
How, Professor P.T. Barnum Chuckwalla? How?
How? With this, Professor P.T. Barnum Chuckwalla's sensational snake oil. How do I describe it, you say? Well, Professor P.T. Barnum Chuckwalla's sensational snake oil can be described as a wonderful pain-destroying compound. It is the strongest and best medication known for the cure of all pain and lameness. In fact, Professor P.T. Barnum Chuckwalla's sensational snake oil is good for everything a medicine should be good for. Use one bottle generously for 1 week. Sells for the amazingly low price of just $1 a bottle. Who will be the first to try a bottle?
How do we know it works?
A great question, a wonderful inquiry. How do you know indeed? Ah, yes, Lester, please come up on the stage.
Who, me?
What an intelligent boy. Yes, you, son, please come join me at the back of the stage here.
Yes, sir, Mr. Professor P.T. Barnum Chuckwalla, sir.
What's your name again, son?
Liz.
Right. I'll tell you what, Lamar. I'd like you to do a bit of pretending.
Like in a play?
That's right, Lance. Like in a play, right on this stage. I want you to follow my lead and do what I say. If you do, I'll make it worth your while. If you know what I mean.
No, sorry. What do you mean?
If you pretend, I'll split some of the profits with you.
Oh, I get it. Sure, Professor Chuckwalla.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I have been asked for proof that Professor P.T. Barnum Chuckwalla's sensational snake oil does as I have said. The young man I have asked to come forward is ready to tell his extraordinary story. A story of struggle and pain. From the depths, ladies and gentlemen, he has returned again to tell us the tale.
Hey, wait a second. That's just Liz.
Yeah, when has Liz ever been to the depths?
I think something fishy is going on around here.
Yeah, you know, I don't trust that Professor Chuckwalla all of a sudden.
What is your name, young man?
My name is Lizardo Quintus Lacerda.
Well, Ludwig, you came to me to thank me for Professor P.T. Barnum Chuckwalla's sensational snake oil. How was this tremendous and very inexpensive medicine helpful to you?
Well, Professor, I was not feeling well one day, and I discovered that I had a,
mysterious sickness.
What
happened to you?
I had turned purple.
What? A purple lizard? Remarkable.
When was Liz ever purple?
Never. That's a total lie.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. After taking the medicine...
1 tablespoon 3 times a day for 1 week.
1 tablespoon 3 times a day for 1 week. I slowly changed from purple back to green. And today I feel healthier than ever before.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. Only $1 a bottle. Who will be my first customer?
Oh, I'll take a bottle.
I'll take two.
That's right, everyone. There's plenty for all. Yes, sir. Yes, that's right, ma'am.
Hey, guys, isn't this great?
Guys, all that you said about being purple, that was just a lie.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It was like acting in a play. It was a show. Besides, people should judge for themselves what they want to buy, remember?
Yeah,
let the buyer beware. Oh, I gotta go. I told the professor I'd help him in the next show. Hey, with all the money I'm raking in, we can all go for spider leg sundaes at Big Daddy's. My treat. I'll see you later.
This isn't right, Lucille. We have got to do something.
Oh, we do. But I think we're gonna need help convincing Liz. Come on, Maury. I think I see just the person we need.
Where? Who? Oh, I see. Yeah, you're right. If anybody can help, he can. Let's go.
That was great. The second show was even better than the first one.
Wow, you've sold a lot of bottles.
Yes, Lyle, my boy, and I owe a little of my good fortune to you. Your story was the key. Turning purple? Where did you come up with that?
Professor, I'm feeling a little weird about all this. I was looking at all those faces, like the little old lady and that mom whose daughter had that terrible cough. And I was wondering, does your snake oil really work?
Lamont, let me put it to you this way. In this world, there are two kinds of people, us and them. Look at this money right now. Which would you rather be, us or them?
Excuse me. Can I have a word with you, Liz?
Well, hello, Anole.
Hello, Chuckwalla.
It's been a long time.
Yes, it certainly has. I saw that little show of yours.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
You know the professor?
Huh?
The professor's from Turin?
Yes, Remember how good you were at card tricks, P.T.? Never could figure out how you did some of them.
Well, that's the whole point, Anole.
Oh, sure. Also remember when you left to seek your fortune? Parents were sad to let you go, but you had to go and see the world. Gonna be a famous performer and be very rich.
Yes, I remember.
So, this is the life that you chose, huh?
Yeah.
Anything in your snake oil concoction that will actually help anyone?
That's for me to know and my customers to find out.
Oh, that's so. Sounds to me like it's a fake. Liz.
Yeah?
Did the professor's potions actually cure you of anything?
Well...
Since I know you were never purple.
No, Grandpa. The snake oil didn't cure me of anything.
What? No mysterious sickness?
No, Grandpa, no.
Well, it sounds like the boy has learned his lesson. Now he can just go home and be a sucker like the rest of the crowd out there.
You just be quiet for a minute, Chuckwalla.
What do you mean, Anole?
Look at him, Liz.
What about him, Grandpa?
He's a living lie, Liz.
Well, I don't have to listen to any of this, especially from you, Anole. I'm leaving.
Grandpa's getting away.
And he's taking all the money.
Let him go, Liz.
But, Grandpa...
He sells medicine that he knows won't work. He cheats people on purpose. And in case you haven't figured it out yet, he's not even a professor.
He's not?
His big show and fancy talk mean nothing.
Oh, man.
He once had a mom and dad who loved him. Now he's got nothing and nobody. Is that the kind of life you want to live?
No, sir.
You kids remember a few weeks back in church school when we learned about a man named Zacchaeus?
Oh, yeah. He was a tax collector who worked for the Romans. He cheated people, too, by taking extra money for himself.
Oh, and then Jesus came to his town, and Zacchaeus couldn't see over the crowd because he was so short, so he climbed up a sycamore tree.
That's right. Well, I reckon I got a good idea why Zacchaeus had to climb that tree.
I already told you, Grandpa. It's because he was short.
Yes, he was short, but think of the crowd.
What?
Did anyone show kindness to Zacchaeus?
No.
Did he have a friend to lift him up so he could see better?
No. Uh-uh.
Did he have a neighbor who would let him through to stand in front? No. A whole town hated him. He had cheated him, he had sinned against him, and he was separated from him. He was alone.
But that story was a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Jesus knew about the bad things Zacchaeus had done, he got Zacchaeus to come out of the tree and join him. And after that, Zacchaeus promised to give half of his possessions to the poor and make it up to everybody they cheated.
And Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house." Jesus celebrated that Zacchaeus had a changed heart.
With Jesus, Zacchaeus sure did learn his lesson.
Well, that he did, Maury. I just wish our friend the professor had learned that same lesson.
Liz, when you found out the truth about your water monkeys and your remote control car, how did that all make you feel?
Well, lousy. I felt cheated.
And how about all the people that bought the snake oil? The snake oil you helped to sell them. How do you think they're gonna feel?
Oh, wow. You know what? Oh, man, I thought it was bad to feel cheated, but it feels even worse to realize you're the cheater. All those people believed what I said. They believed in me.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Liz. What you did today was wrong.
Oh, man.
You have to find ways to make it up to the people you cheated, and it may take a long time for them to trust you again.
Well, but how do I do that, Grandpa Noli? How do I make it better?
Well, what does Zacchaeus do? First of all, he repented.
Yeah, Liz, you gotta tell people that you're sorry. You need to apologize to them.
That's right.
That is gonna be hard, and it's gonna take forever. But I need to do it. I need to do the right thing and ask for forgiveness.
Well, wait a minute now. There's something else you need to remember about repentance.
What, Grandpa?
Well, just like Zacchaeus, you have to have a changed heart. You have to turn to God and turn your back on the bad things that you did, promising that you'll try to never do them again.
I see what you mean, Grandpa. Well, then, I think it's good to start with you guys, huh? Lucille?
Yes?
Maury?
Yeah?
Grandpa? You saw me cheating other people, but you stayed my friends.
Sure.
Will you forgive me?
Yeah.
And will you help me and pray for me?
Of course, Liz. I forgive you, and I'll pray for you.
Sure, I forgive you, Liz.
And I'll pray for you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for not letting me be like Zacchaeus.
Well, you are short enough.
Liz has a great challenge ahead. He wasn't honest with the townspeople of Tyrene, and now he's going to have to earn their trust again. But like Zacchaeus, Liz has Jesus, who will forgive his sin and give him another chance.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends. Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun!
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Ron Vandenberg. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.